The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Well, for Pete's sake, look at the house. What's going on? Birthday party or something?
Oh, hi, dear. Thank goodness you got home early tonight.
Well, what's the celebration? Boys, streamers and everything.
Well, that was Betsy's idea. She's been decorating.
Oh, why? What's going on?
Well, Betsy's getting out of bed and coming down to dinner for the first time in a week.
Oh, well, it's about time, I'd say.
Oh, dear, she's had a cold.
Well, so have you.
Well, her cold was worse.
Yeah, well, that's a matter of opinion, is it? My gosh, the way you've been coughing all night long every night.
Yeah, I guess she's felt more miserable than I did.
Well, you felt terrible last Saturday yourself. Yet you were up getting meals and doing dishes and waiting on her, running up and down stairs, carrying trays.
Now, dear, it's her cold. She got it first now, so don't say anything.
Oh, look, Aunt Abby's always saying how she never gets sick, and boy, she's the first to complain. And I notice she's not very sympathetic when anybody else complains.
Oh, no, honey.
Well, it's true. If you say you've got a headache, right away she's got a worse one. You remember the time I got that terrible backache? Well, it wasn't long before Aunt Effie noticed that her backache, too. I mean, I wasn't even allowed to have mine.
Well, do you know some people are that way? You just have to ignore it. And Aunt Effie's so wonderful in every other way now that it's...
Yes, I know. Of course, it's funny. Why is it when people don't complain much, you have more sympathy for them when they go on raving about it,
I don't know, dear. Anyhow, this is her night, so remember that. Now, we've wrapped up some little presents for her, nothing much. They make a big fuss over it anyhow when she comes downstairs.
Yeah. All right, truth of the matter is, the way I feel, I think I'm coming down with something.
Well, come down with it tomorrow, will you, honey? Not tonight.
Yeah, all right. Tonight, we will celebrate Aunt Effie's cold.
Your new 1959 Easter seals are in the mails now on their way to you. Easter seals are tangible. You can hold them in your hands. But actually, their greatest function is as a symbol. These seals symbolize the many rehabilitation services your local Easter Seal Society provides for the crippled in your community. They represent programs of treatment and care designed to help physically handicapped children and adults overcome their disabilities so that they may live cheerful, constructive lives. These seals also stand for the means by which you may channel your inclination to help others, by which you may achieve the warm satisfaction that comes in extending aid to those who desperately need it. Have you noticed the little boy on the Easter seal poster? In a way, he's yours, too. Help him walk. Return a contribution in your Easter seal envelope or address your gift to Crippled Children, care of your local post office. That's Crippled Children, care of your local post office.
Ready in 10 minutes, so do you want to call Aunt Effie and have her open her presents before dinner?
Oh, yes. I put the presents on the coffee table.
Oh, fine. Well, you go and tell her to come down now. We're all waiting.
Aunt Effie!
Boy, I never saw so much fuss over nothing.
Well, it isn't nothing. She has been sick, and I want you to be nice about it.
Well, of course I'll be nice about it, I hadn't said, but let's face it. All she's had is a bad cold. It isn't as though she was coming home from the hospital after some frightful operation.
Well, look here, when you have a cold, nobody makes a bigger fuss or demands more attention, sir.
Yeah, I know. I guess you're right.
You can calm down, Betsy. I'll have to go down slowly. My knees are still shaking.
Here comes Aunt Effie here.
Well. It's pretty nice to have you up and around again, Aunt Effie.
Well, it's nice to be up and around, my goodness. If there is anything I hate, it is staying in bed.
Can I help you there?
Oh, no, no,
Mark. I just have to come down the stairs slowly. My knees are a bit shaky.
Well, that always happens when you're staying down. You get weak from just that.
Yes, I think you do. I should have gotten out of bed more often each day just to walk around and exercise a bit. But I'm afraid I was just too sick.
Yes, you were. You really did have a frightful cold.
Oh, I don't think what I had could just be called a cold. I'm sure I had a virus of some sort.
Yes, probably did.
Here, nephew, you sit over here in this chair. I got it all fixed with pills and everything.
Oh, well, now, isn't that sweet? Thank you, Betsy, dear.
How do you feel now, nephew?
Oh, I'm much better, dear, much better. Of course, as I say, still shaky.
Yeah, well, you sit right down there.
Oh, my, isn't this nice?
There you are.
If there's anything I hate, it's being sick. And actually, I am never sick. I really don't know how this could have happened to me.
Well, you know how it is. I guess it's sometime or other everybody gets colds.
Yes.
Seem to.
This was a virus. I didn't have just a cold.
Oh.
When the doctor was here, he said I had obviously picked up some virus.
Yes.
Well, at the time, I just poo-pooed the idea. But I guess now he was right.
Auntie, look!
My goodness!
Yes!
For me?
Yes!
Oh, my! Isn't that wonderful?
Well, they're not much.
Oh, why?
You know, just some little things.
You want me to help you out tonight?
Not Betsy or Aunt Effie, dear.
Oh, that's all right. I think it'd be nice if you helped me open them.
Well, you're still so weak and everything.
Yes. Thank you, dear. Now, which one should we open first?
This one. It's the one I'm giving you.
All right. What is this now? Oh, that's a pretty ribbon. Did you wrap it?
Yes.
Well, she did. Just beautiful.
Wait till you see what I get.
Wait.
Daddy, don't read the paper. Watch Aunt Effie open a present.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my goodness!
Isn't it beautiful?
Well, I have never seen such a pretty one.
Oh, yes. What is it? Oh, it's a paperweight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Daddy. Uh-huh. Then when you shake it, it has smoke. See?
Oh, yeah, but look at the... What's in it?
A beautiful red rose.
Shake it again, Effie. Look, Daddy.
Oh, I love it.
Boy,
it's the way the snow falls on the petals of the rose.
Yes, well, that really is one of the prettiest I've ever seen. And Betsy picked it out herself.
Well, I certainly do thank you, Betsy. It's one of the nicest presents I've ever had. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Here's the one you can open for Mommy.
My, isn't this nice?
Nice to have you up and around again, Aunt Effie.
Well, I just don't know how I ever caught a virus, because actually I haven't even been anywhere.
Well, I guess things like that are in the air.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was a week ago Sunday I first noticed it. Well, no, the day before, Saturday, I really didn't feel up to par, but I didn't think anything about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, then on Sunday, I woke up and I thought, I believe I've got a sore throat. Well, it seemed to go away, and then along about noon, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, just about noon on Sunday, I realized I did have a sore throat, and I goggled with hot salt water, but it didn't do one bit of good.
Yeah, I remember.
And I tried. Oh, isn't this lovely?
Just a little woolen stow, Aunt Effie, to throw over your shoulders and you're sitting around, you know.
Oh, it's just lovely. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome, Annie. We're just glad you're well again.
Well, I don't feel completely well.
No.
I suppose it'll take a while. But as I was saying about my sore throat, nothing seemed to help.
Yeah,
I noticed that I just ached all over and my head seemed all stuffed up. And after you were all in bed Sunday night, I got up and got the steamer out.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help one bit.
No, I remember you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, then on Monday morning, well, of course, I really had no sleep at all that night.
Well, if you're taking those cold tablets that I suggested, that might have helped.
Those don't help after you get the cold. You have to take them when you think you may be getting one.
Well, I've taken them after I got a cold. They seem to have helped.
Well,
I remember that.
Anyhow, what I had was not a cold. It was a virus.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did take that good hot bath on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I thought I felt better.
Yeah.
But not on Tuesday morning. Seemed to have settled in my chest.
Oh, okay.
And that was when I started coughing. You remember?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you've noticed... This is the first day I have not just coughed constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed?
Yes. And I'm so glad, Aunt Effie. I mean, I think it does wear you out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
it does.
Well, you, darling, you have been just wonderful. Waiting on me hand and foot, carrying up all my meals, then you catching a cold. But I don't think you caught what I've had.
No, I think I just had a cold, Aunt Effie.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so nice to feel better. Then to come downstairs and find presents and everything. I probably won't feel really right, you know, for another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I think these things take time.
Oh, yes, and I do, too. Well, you just take it easy now. That's the main thing. Well, dinner's ready, so I'll go dish things up. Do you want to help, Betsy? Why are you lying down?
I don't feel well.
Oh.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Do you suppose I've given it to her?
Where don't you feel well, Betsy?
I don't know. I just don't feel well all over.
Oh, you get into bed and call the doctor right away, Dad. Don't wait till it is. Where are you?
Well, for him to say she seemed all right just a few minutes ago.
Yes, well, that's the way it started with me. I told you that Saturday I just suddenly didn't feel right. Remember?
Carry her up and I will call the doctor. Now, you stay right in bed, Betsy. That's the girl. And you stay covered now.
Well, her head isn't hot. I don't think she's got a fever.
No, oh, I can't
tell. You got her into bed. Now, what did the doctor say?
Well, I couldn't reach him, but I left a message, and he will call.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get back into bed again myself.
Oh.
I'm afraid I've overdone it, and I just feel so weak.
All right, Aunt Effie, I'll bring your dinner up to you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just feel a burden to everything.
No, no, not at all, Aunt Effie. You get right back into bed.
May I have my dinner in bed, Mommy?
Yes, yes, of course, dear, sure.
And when I get well, can I have presents too, like Aunt Effie? What's the matter?
When did you first feel sick, Betsy, honey? I mean, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, when I first got up this morning, I thought I had a sore throat, but then I didn't. I went to school anyway. And then I guess it was when we were having spelling. Yes, it was when we were having spelling. And I thought, I do have a sore throat. And then I sort of ached all over. And I coughed.
Well, now look, Mommy has more than she can handle now. So if you are that sick, guess we'd better get you to the hospital. And if you think maybe you're not that sick, then I suggest you put your clothes back on and come downstairs for dinner. Now, honey, it's up to you. What do you think?
I guess I'm well enough to come back downstairs for dinner.
Fine, that's fine. All right, come on, Mommy. And Betsy, you hurry up. I'm starved.
Honestly, that's a difference.
Yeah.
Children will try anything to get the center of attention.
Well, look, you can't blame her after listening to Aunt Effie's recital. Boy, why do people think their ailments are so interesting to everybody?
I know. I just hope Betsy isn't really sick.
Yeah, well, so do I, for your sake, because I know that I am getting something.
Oh, no. For sure,
well, you? Well, sure. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I noticed it this morning when I went to work. You know, I felt achy all over, you know. And then, well, I guess it was after lunch.
Uh-huh.
More families, far more families, rely on X-Lax than any other laxative, and for one important reason. X-Lax helps you towards your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate at X-Lax at bedtime. It won't disturb your sleep, and the next morning, you'll be well on the way towards your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate at X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. So when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, remember, take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.